Welcome to the podcast. I'm here at the IDS booth in the speakers corners of the booth of GC Europe, or GC, with Stefan Borowit. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Thank you. Good morning.
I think Stefan doesn't need any introduction because everybody who's somehow connected to GC knows Stefan. I remember the video with the brush, of course, a couple of years ago. And actually, the brush video is a good introduction because the brush video was actually about EverX Posterior, which was released years ago.
Exactly.
You've been using a new product from GC, the EverX Flow. Yeah. How long have you been using it?
Been using it actually for, I think, 6 months now. Yeah. I felt the need to have a material that would adapt easier to the cavity floor than EverX Posterior would. I think, generally speaking, I'm that kind of dentist that is quite fond of viscosity and viscosity, different viscosity types in relation to what you would like to do. In some areas you might want higher viscosity, in other areas you just want lower viscosities. I think it's great that finally they came up with a material that has thixotropic properties that actually pushes two types of viscosities in the same handling procedure, and that is one of, I think, in my humble opinion, one of the strong points of this material. Besides other points that we will get I guess later.
Yeah, the great point of this material is I've been using it myself as well. I think also since November last year, I think I got it. Something about that, you probably earlier. Shorter mail distances.
Yeah.
From Belgium to Belgium. I mean, my experience was that the flow capability was a bit like the genial universal flow.
Was
also your.
I have the same feeling. But I think one of the differences is also the limited extrusion force that you need to get it out of the syringe compared to genial universal flow.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Probably it's because of the chemistry behind it. Smaller particles, smaller fibers also, which make things like that easier.
Yeah. I mean, you also work under the microscope, and it's interesting, you probably also see the small fibers coming out of the flow.
Yeah, you can see them. You could see them very nicely and very clearly with the EverX Posterior. Fiber length was, I think, between 1 and 2 millimeters, or a little over one. And then with the EverX Flow, you can see them more easily when you extrude it in the bulk film version, because it's a little more translucent. And there, when you extrude it from the tip, you can see more clearly the short fibers. But then very soon, everything smoothens out, and then you don't see any fibers anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's very true with the dentin shade. In the end, I don't see any difference at all. It's quite cool. The dentin shade. You like to use a CV dentin shade.
Yeah.
A really dark one.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a flow with the dark dentin shade.
Yeah.
And of course something with the universal, Essentia Universal dentin shade, but probably getting too complicated. But the fun thing was actually at the beginning I thought, why do I need a dentin shade for EverX? Because I want to have it like a lot of thickness very fast.
Yeah.
And I kind of coming there in small steps until I realized what the benefit of the dentin shade is actually.
Yeah. Well, the benefit of the dentin shade is, I think, only optical.
Yeah, it's pure optical.
And it's pure optical, and it would be only useful, I think, in cases where you really see on an acceptable social distance where you would see maybe a premolar, but for molars I don't think it makes any difference. I hope that one day dentin could be replaced anyhow by EverX Flow.
Yeah, that would be very interesting actually.
And if you have the opportunity, because we did not really talk about that yet, if you talk about the strengthening capacity and the load-bearing capacities of your teeth when they are restored with a fiber-reinforced material underneath a surface material, why not reinforce the teeth? Because today we see more and more fractures, more and more cracks, so I think we have the benefit of trying to integrate it as much as possible. And the flow version of the material allows you to do this even in very thin layers, which was a very difficult thing to do with ever-exposed theater, for example. There I would go up to, okay, if I need 2 millimeters, yeah, then I will start and use an Everix posterior to reinforce and replace dentine. Now I can do it even in smaller cavities.
Yeah, actually, what the main benefit of the Everix flow is for me, that I can use it now in post-endo cases. Yeah. Like, since I'm basically working as an endodontist, it's quite cool to have fill like even small canals like the MB2, which was a problem before with Everix posterior to get it inside. And actually, at the beginning, I was kind of afraid of bubbles and everything, mm-hmm. kind of used it together with Everix posterior in a snowplow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I found out that this is actually not necessary because the material is so flowing so good into the canals that. That even like the bubbles I wanted to avoid are not a big problem.
No. And it's a good thing that you mentioned the injection of the Everix flow in the entrance of a root canal, because I did some, you know, some testing on some plastic teeth, and I actually checked how the injection would go into root canal. And the strange but nice thing is that if the material is under pressure because of the canal walls, then the material even starts to flow better because there is pressure. And I think you activate when it is under pressure in a cavity, in a small root entrance, for example, it just flows better and adapts better. So that is a very nice thing to notice.
Yeah, and what I also think is... and what nobody really talks about is whenever you have a perforation of the pulpal floor.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that we can restore it with MTA and mm-hmm. it will have a good prognosis.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about how we stabilize the tooth after that.
Afterwards.
Just putting one post in one of the roots doesn't help in the case of the perforation. And there I think actually that... the Everix posterior is really something where it plays its own strengths out, but it's kind of covers the whole pulpal floor mm-hmm. and maybe even enforces that.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, and I think also the least that it will do is influence the mode of failure. If ever there would be still a failure of the coronal part, we would like to influence the mode of failure and have less dramatic fractures. And having a fiber-reinforced material as a dentine replacement there, to me, makes absolutely sense. Because you actually build in what nature has as crack arrest mechanisms. A crack meets a fiber, then the crack line will deviate and will meet another fiber. And in the end, some of the fibers will stop the crack line. Maybe. So that's cool. This is great how we can integrate those things into dental materials today.
You will also have some lectures at the IDS.
Yes.
And you are not only talking about Everix.
No. I'll have one short presentation at the speaker's corner about GSEM veneer. And I will present a case of anterior veneers. And then I have an afternoon session about Everix flow. And there will also be some hands-ons about veneer luting, injection molding in the posterior, and reinforcing molars with Everix in the posterior. Yeah.
So it will be a busy IDS week for you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I recently did a podcast with German endodontist, a woman. She actually reminded me that we both met at your isolation course in Berlin. And it was 2 years ago.
No? Yeah.
And you're still doing isolation courses worldwide?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
People can still book you?
Absolutely, they can still book me, of course.
Can you give an overview of what courses you're also giving?
Generally speaking, other than isolation courses?
As well as isolation
courses. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's, of course, a very dedicated crack course, a course about cracks that now has been... extended up to like a 2-day course with a 1-day only presentation part. So it's like a 6-hour program, only presentation about it's about the concepts behind gospel coverage, cracks, crack propagation, the whole thing, patient communication, how to talk to the patients about crack teeth and stuff like that. And then with the hands-on part, also some diagnostics part also. We use microscopes, fluorescent lights, transilluminators to diagnose different types of cracks, and in relation to that, propose a treatment. So there's that one. There's posterior composites, anterior composites, indirect restorations, both in the anterior and the posterior. So like onlays, for example, is also very nice topic that is related many times with cracks. I think we still need sometimes some good old school cuspal coverage concepts and principles. I think that's mainly it.
I know your crack lecture from GBU. It's quite some time ago.
It has changed a lot. It's really.
So I really can recommend everyone to check our course with you. Yep. Not only as isolation, also cracks. Just cracks. One question.
Yeah.
Because I also will interview this Pekka Varatju.
Yes.
From Finland.
Yeah.
And he's also a kind of a fan of this whole Everstick net.
Yeah.
Are you using that in crack cases as well?
No, I did a few out of the mouth tests of placing nets in teeth. To me, it was not the most convenient way. It's a little difficult to handle a net like that. It's I totally understand the concepts behind it. I think that with the upcoming new materials like Everix Flow, I think we achieve the same thing with less cumbersome handling. And
so this could be also a question I'll bring from you to...
Yeah, of course. Please tell me, what would be the benefit of netting over injecting with Everix Flow? Maybe it's the fiber direction, because that could be a very big difference. In the Everix Flow, anyhow, you have a very homogeneously distributed fiber content, and in all directions. Maybe if you have more horizontal placement and more vertical placement in other configurations, it could be more useful. I don't know, this is something that needs to be checked, I guess, and probably in a scientific way it has to be checked, and yeah, see if there is a difference.
In the end, the crack course will go 3 days.
Yeah, it will be 3 days in the end.
So, thanks a lot for the talk, Stefan. Have a great IDS.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.